AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Two Virginia men are facing charges this morning after two D.C. police officers and a DDOT aide were hit by a speeding pickup truck last night in Adams Morgan. The two men arrested were identified as 22-year-old Brandon Figures Mormon, charged with assault with intent to kill, and 23-year-old Dwayne Taylor, who's charged with possession of an unregistered firearm. Police Chief Peter Newsham says investigators are not yet ruling out an act of terrorism.
We have to look at that very closely. We do not have a motive at this time.
Does it appear to be targeted?
We don't know. We don't have a motive.
Right now, one of the officers is in critical but stable condition. The other two victims are in fair condition. British Prime Minister Theresa May has arrived at Buckingham Palace for a meeting with the Queen, and May spoke to reporters just a few minutes ago.
What the country needs more than ever is certainty. And having secured the largest number of votes and the greatest number of seats in the general election, it is clear that only the Conservative and Unionist Party has the legitimacy and ability to provide that certainty by commanding a majority in the House of Commons.
But May will have to fight to keep her job now that the Conservative Party has lost its majority in the House of Commons. President Trump says the James Comey testimony represents, quote, total and complete vindication in the political furor over Russian meddling in the election. Mr. Trump had not been seen posting on his Twitter account yesterday while Comey was testifying. Virginia officials are going to try and clear out a backlog of hundreds of untested rape kits dating back to 2014. Attorney General Mark Herring says experts will analyze more than 1,200 untested rape kits as part of the state's effort to eliminate the backlog. Drug and alcohol overdose deaths are up in Maryland.
More than 2,000 people died of drug and alcohol overdoses in Maryland last year, an increase of 66% over 2015. Health officials say the biggest increase in overdoses came among people 55 and older. Those deaths increased fivefold between 2010 and 2016. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says that the news is, quote, discouraging, and that, quote, we will never stop searching for innovative solutions to the problem or fighting as hard as we can to save Marylanders' lives. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Jurors at Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial have heard excerpts from the comedian's lurid, decade-old deposition.
Bill Cosby stated in his statements that he had a romantic interest in Andrea Constand and that also a friendship, that he and Andrea Constand would engage in consensual petting, consensual activities, that she didn't stop him. And he was extremely graphic, extremely specified in what they did together.
Correspondent Jean Casares, prosecutors are expected to continue focusing on Cosby's deposition today. $1 million Virginia lottery winner has come forward, and just in time. The lottery says time's about to run out for that winning ticket and one more $1 million ticket that's still out there. Both were purchased last January. Unclaimed lottery prizes in Virginia go into the state's literacy fund after 180 days. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,183, the Nasdaq at 63,22. Sports, the Nationals use a four-run first inning to build a lead they never give up as they beat the Orioles. Stanley Cup Finals, Pittsburgh takes a 3-2 lead. WNBA, the Mystics play Minnesota at home tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
They're coming. The daily afternoon thunderstorms that signal summertime in Washington.
We're looking at rain and lots of it.
Stay ahead of the storm with the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel.
And Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When visiting Cabinet Discounters Kitchen and Bath Showroom for the first time, many people say, wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products. Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. I'm Elaine Mick, inviting you to visit one of our seven showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero-Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes and light engine repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And still some major problems with the rush hour. Ongoing accident activity in the Fort Myer area of Arlington. If you're heading from 27 South Washington Boulevard and heading north, that ramp onto Arlington Boulevard for the crash. And it really gives us the hefty delays. 395 through Landmark now toward the Pentagon. Stop and go. Southeast Southwest Freeway, you've been okay this morning. The Virginia Beltway, we've had a number of incidents. One of our latest problems had been on the American Legion Bridge over to the shoulder with the backups pretty much continuous out of Springfield through Tyson's to the Legion Bridge. Have a new accident along the way now reported as you approach the toll road, so be very careful. Maryland, you are busy. 97 commuters. If you're coming southbound on I-97 before 32 near Benfield Boulevard, still with the crash cleanup. And then on Route 3, right in that same area, 3 Crane Highway at the exit ramps for 32, serious crash calling for a medevac helicopter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little overcast this morning, breaking out into sunshine as we go on through the day. 83. Tonight, clear 63. Suburbs a little cooler. Saturday, sunshine with a few clouds near 90. Sunshine in mid-90s on Sunday. 90-plus through at least Wednesday of next week. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Vienna, 60 in Greenbelt, 62 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Two D.C. police officers and a city traffic aide mowed down by a pickup truck. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Friday. You have made it to Friday. We've got a great weekend weather-wise coming up as well. Joining us at 8:35, Joe DeGeneva, former U.S. attorney for the District of Washington, in the District of Washington, D.C. And we are going to get his take on the Comey hearings yesterday, because I'm sure Joe has a lot to say. You know who else had a lot to say, Vince Colanese?
Who?
The media.
They definitely had a lot to say. I was stunned to see how much the narrative had changed yesterday, including based on, like, you know, recent history, like what stories were actually wrong that we found out now. Let's start with, like, the big one. How about the New York Times? James Comey going after the New York Times all of a sudden yesterday. Listen to this exchange.
Talked with us shortly after February 14th when the New York Times wrote an article that suggested that the Trump campaign was colluding with the Russians. You remember reading that article when it first came out?
I do. It was about allegedly extensive electronic surveillance.
Correct.
Communications. Yes.
And that upset you to the point where you actually went out and surveyed the intelligence community to see whether you were missing something in that. Is that correct?
That's correct. I want to be careful in open setting.
I'm not going to go any further than that.
Okay.
So thank you. In addition to that, after that, you sought out both Republican and Democrat senators to tell them that, hey, I don't know where this is coming from, but this is not the case. This is not factual. Do you recall that?
Yes.
Okay. So again, so the American people can understand this, that report by the New York Times was not true. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, in the main, it was not true.
In the main, it was not true, which means, by the way, it's not true. So James Comey attacking the New York Times, this notion that Trump associates are colluding with the Russians, boom, not true. So the New York Times report gets knocked down yesterday in live, open, public testimony by James Comey, who says not true. So I saw the New York Times was responding to that yesterday. And again, this is like, basically, we just kept seeing anonymous sources over and over and over in the press, and you're sort of left to just believe the credibility, in this case, of the New York Times, finding out that wasn't the case. It wasn't true.
You know what I find interesting is the New York Times, so wrong with their reporting it. Isn't that the newspaper of record that Mr. Comey chose to leak to? I find that interesting.
Yeah.
Because if their reporting is so terrible and so wrong and so off, why would he then choose to leak to them? That doesn't make any sense. Speaking of the New York Times getting it wrong, Jonathan Weissman is the New York Times Washington editor, and he was forced to take something back, to walk it back just a little bit yesterday. He tweeted out, and this is what he said, Comey says Attorney General Sessions told him not to call Russia probe an investigation, but a matter led him to step away from the DOJ.
Wow, that's some breaking news from the New York Times. I didn't hear that yesterday.
So Alex Griswold tweeted back at him, parentheses, Comey was actually talking about Loretta Lynch and the Clinton investigation with a link there to prove it. So you know what he did? He corrected it and said it was Loretta Lynch who was the one involved in this. No, he didn't. He just deleted it. Rather than tweet out the truth, he chose to just delete it like it never happened. But we all know when you delete something in Twitter world, nothing ever really goes away because somebody has seen it. And the number of people who take screenshots of stuff is amazing to me. People must just take screenshots all day long. So, yeah, so he got his collusion or his obstruction mixed up. At one point, the attorney general directed me not to call it an investigation, but instead call it a matter, which confused me and concerned me, Comey said during the meeting. That was one of the bricks in the load that leads me to conclude I have to step away from the department if we are to close this case credibly. Not, gee, I'm going to report it to a superior because I think this is wrong, so I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to do what she wants me to do and step away.
Meanwhile, elsewhere in the media, CNN was getting in trouble again. And that's because earlier this week, we got a report from CNN that James Comey is prepared to fight back against this notion that he told President Trump multiple times that he wasn't under investigation. Look for that in the testimony that's coming later this week, CNN had told us. Well, James Comey releases his testimony now 2 days ago, and we finally see it, and we find out, oh, wait, he did tell President Trump multiple times that he's not under investigation. CNN has since corrected the story. There were exactly four reporters who were on that piece. They corrected the piece, and initially what happened was they actually removed all of the reporters' bylines and changed it to just CNN staff. Correction, and then no longer you could see any of the reporters' names. So the Daily Caller reached out to CNN and said, what's the deal? Why did you put CNN staff on this thing? And then the PR department said, oh, I'm sorry, that was a mistake. And all four reporters' names reappeared magically on the piece. So, you know, just keeping track this week, again, unfortunately, people make mistakes, but a lot of mistakes around this James Comey testimony.
Yeah, and just so you know, Alex Griswold did then tweet and say an honest mistake, and he apologized. But funny how we can all manage to mishear so badly regarding the tweet that was sent out. I just wanted to make sure that we know that. What I did find interesting, in a sign of the coming apocalypse, Chris Matthews yesterday came out and said something very interesting about the investigation. And he said, cut 72, Mike, something about the theory of Russia and Trump and collusion.
But the big story to me has always been, as all of us, and I think Nicole really touched on it there, the assumption of the critics of the president, of his pursuers, you might say, is that somewhere along the line in the last year, the president had something to do with colluding with the Russians, something to do with the helping hand, encouraging them, feeding their desire to affect the election in some way, some role they played, some conversation he had with Michael Flynn or Paul Manafort or somewhere. And yet what came apart this morning was that theory, because in two regards, the president said, according to the written testimony of Mr. Comey, go ahead and get anybody's satellite to my operation and nail them. I'm with you on that. So that would mean Manafort, Carter Page, someone else like that.
And again, that is the only part of the investigation that did not leak, was that President Trump was not under investigation. And that was the one thing that he wanted. Okay. He asked repeatedly for Comey to please make public. And it was pretty much the only part that didn't leak.
All right, I just want to sort of let's put a ribbon on all of this, which is to say, all of the anonymous sources that we've seen for the last few months around this entire investigation, as a journalist, I've always been like, okay, yeah, I can understand using anonymous sources. But time and time and time again, we are now finding out that so many of these stories are wrong. Either they're not understood well, or the people who are leaking are clearly not close enough to the case, or they're only leaking selective details. They don't give you the full picture. Do you remember when you had Kate Baldwin from CNN yelling at a Navy SEAL on her set for daring to question the fact that CNN was using anonymous sources in its reporting? She's like, do not attack the good reporting of CNN. Do not attack our reporters. I'm sorry. But all we're seeing right now is tons of scoops falling apart. These stories are routinely just collapsing in disaster. And they happened yesterday in front of the whole world as a New York Times piece that was based on anonymous sources completely collapsed. So a pretty amazing, amazing thing happening. And the press is being called to account, I hope, today.
Do you...
right here on this show. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, no, not publicly. Do you think there will be an apology to that young man who got yelled at for questioning CNN's reporting? Do you think there'll be some kind of apology?
Pretty sure that seal can handle it.
Oh, come on. It is 8:15. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the Pfizer's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
New York Avenue. It's a stalled car. He's coming inbound at Florida Avenue. Stay out of that left lane. They're waiting on that tow truck to remove that. Around the Beltway, boy, busy morning, Virginia, but improving in through Annandale. Have a little bit of that stop and go. I know you're in that stop traffic. Braddock Road over to Little River Turnpike. Then the next set of delays beginning before 66 to the Legion Bridge. We had the crash on the shoulder. 66, it's been about the volume for you this morning. In Arlington near Fort Myer, the crash on 27 South Washington Boulevard. If you're heading northbound, that ramp that would take you onto Arlington Boulevard. Adams Morgan, again, a reminder, accident investigation was ongoing. Northbound 18th Street is closed at Columbia Road. But if you're coming southbound on 18th, say off of Calvert Street and Connecticut Avenue, you are able to use those southbound lanes now. And again, quick note on this very serious problem here on Route 3, Crane Highway at 32. Called for medevac helicopter. They have everyone stopped there and the on and off ramps as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And today we'll see some clouds to start the day, but they will give way to generally sunny skies, a high of 83. Tonight, clear skies, low of 63. For your Saturday, generally sunny, a couple of afternoon clouds, high of 89. And Sunday, lots of sunshine and highs will be in the mid-90s. Currently in our nation's capital, 67 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
Clients in Chicago, but you're based in LA? With GoToMeeting, you can meet like you're there even when you're miles apart. GoToMeeting's one-click access, HD live webcam, and screen sharing capabilities will help you meet with success no matter where you are. Start free at GoToMeeting.com.
And good morning. I am Mary Walter alongside Vince Colanese. It is 8:17 on WMAL. Now, you heard Jamie talk about this in the traffic report. There was a terrible accident in the Adams Morgan section last night, and two Virginia men are now facing charges this morning.
Yes.
They're 22-year-old Brandon Figueres Mormon, charged with assault with intent to kill, and 23-year-old Dwayne Taylor is charged with possession of an unregistered firearm. And they are facing these charges after two district police officers and a DDOT aide were hit by a speeding pickup truck last night. And these two men were in that speeding pickup truck. Now, Police Chief Peter Newsom says that investigators have not yet ruled out an act of terrorism. And this was really bad. One of the officers is in critical but stable condition this morning, and the other two victims are in fair condition. So we don't really know what happened. We don't know why it happened. We will find out more as the day goes on. And if you listen to WMAL, there have been updates in each one of our newscasts, and you will get updates throughout the day on this. And I can only pray that those guys are okay.
I mean, I know people who live in that area. We know people. We have an intern on the show was actually present last night, watching and taking pictures and sending them to us of what was going on there. I did hear that there was so quickly, DC police response was instantaneous. These were two bike officers who were hit, but there were instantaneous. There were police swarming the area in no time. The people who were there described it as they've never seen a police response like this. So obviously, as we all wait for more details, as something of deep concern. But these vehicle attacks, right? And we've seen overseas now several times. We've seen in the United States, in New York City recently, we saw a car plow through Times Square and hit people. Constantly in the back of our minds, we're always wondering, is this terrorism? What's going on as terrorists begin to use vehicles to attack people?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess we should outlaw vehicles, right? Because it's always the instrument. It's not the person behind it. It's always the instrument. That's the thinking of some people. I want to go back to London and the terror attack there on Thursday night. The terror attack there was not a terror attack. There was a soccer game on Thursday night between the London team and the Saudi Arabian team, and the Football Federation for Australia. And they were supposed to line up for a moment of silence for the terror victims, right? And it was the Australian team. I said British team. Australian team and the Saudi team. And the Saudi team, the Australian team, all lined up very respectfully, stood there in a line, ready yes. for their moment of silence. The Saudi team refused to. They're kicking the ball around. They take their places on the field. They snubbed the tribute to the terror attack victims, and people are outraged. Apparently, they say that they had been advised, the Football Federation of Australia had been advised that the Saudi team would not be taking part. It's not a cultural thing for them to do that. They were advised by Saudi team officials that this tradition is not in keeping with our Saudi culture, and they're going to move to the other side of the field and respect our custom while you guys do your thing.
Have you ever left the United States and been like, okay, what are the cultural things I need to be aware of as I go to a different country? I mean, this is something that like people of goodwill and just decent people do. When you go to other countries, you kind of figure out like what things do I avoid, what things do I embrace in order to like be culturally acceptable. The entire Saudi team's like ignoring a moment of silence. That I'm sorry, I don't know how you can read that as anything but intentional. They get what the standard is. They're looking, they're people. They can see around them. There's everyone standing still. And they're just running around, you know, and not observing a moment of silence, which they should have.
And in many people's eyes, we're just being culturally sensitive, but they're never culturally sensitive to us. Now, there is a sheikh, in Australia who gave an interview to the Daily Mail of Australia and said that don't buy this. He said, it is a lie to say the Muslim culture does not remember the dead with a moment of silence. His point is that the football team did not participate because they stand with the jihadist men. He is quoted as saying they did not stop for a moment of silence because according to Wahhabi Islam, which governs Saudi Arabia, it is not wrong nor sin for a Muslim to kill a non-Muslim.
That's
pretty powerful.
Sure sounds like a sin to me.
822 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Frederick or Tuesday in Reston. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
I love my One Touch Ultra Meter. You're not getting me to change.
Harold is not big on change. He's had the same tie for 30 years. Stripes.
Well, you wouldn't really change. The One Touch brand makes the VariaFlex meter, so you'd just be upgrading to the latest technology.
Upgrade?
Yeah, technically upgrade isn't change, Harold.
The One Touch VariaFlex meter has color shore technology, which takes the guesswork out of your numbers by showing if results are in or out of range.
When it's time to upgrade, talk to your CVS pharmacist about getting the OneTouch VarioFlex meter. And remember, OneTouch test strips are available for the lowest copay on the most health plans.
You convinced me. I'll upgrade. Should I upgrade my look as well?
I think just the meter is fine.
Some health plans may have more than one test strip covered at the lowest copay.
Adrian Beltre.
Ground ball, base hit down the line.
He's looking for his 3,000th hit. Max Scherzer.
Best ball up.
He's going for his 2,000th strikeout. Chasing 3,000 versus stalking 2,000. Catch everything. Nationals Rangers. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Lesson 2. Go baseball great.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauve at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because So many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
It is 8:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading in through town on New York Avenue inbound. As you come up to Florida Avenue, that's where we have the stalled car. It was in the left lane. On 295, heading through town past Benning Road and East Capitol Street, the volume with us. And you're okay out of Riverdale, actually catch a break there this morning. Out of Chevrolet, normal stop and go back near 202. It has been quite the mess on 97 this morning for our Maryland commuters coming south on 97 after Benfield Boulevard. We had the crash, and now delays extend down to Route 3, Crane Highway. That's where a serious crash had called for a medevac helicopter. Still watch for a lot of activity on Route 3, Crane Highway, south of 32. Around the Virginia Beltway, through the Legion Bridge, crash had been cleared to the shoulder, but very slow coming from Springfield around the entire stretch of that Virginia inner loop. Traffic update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds a break this morning, and here we go. We'll start our heat up 83 this afternoon with lots of sunshine. Tonight, 63, near 90. Tomorrow, mid-90s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 67 degrees at 826 on WMAL. It's graduation time. It's graduation time. And there is, what is in the news, just really not for a good reason at all. So here's the deal. Crown Point High School has one person in particular who graduated early. This young man graduated early, Jacob Dalton Stanley. And he graduated in December, and he went off and joined the Marines. Private first class. And he comes back to graduate, and he is told that he is not allowed to be able to wear his uniform during commencement. He was told by the principal, according to his story, Chip Pettit, that he would not be able to wear his uniform during commencement. And his friends supposedly called him. He got a lot of calls and texts from classmates who said, you should be proud of your accomplishments and you should wear his uniform. Now, he did not comment for this story. He responded, as the principal responded to calls for the story, and he said the tradition it has been for all students voluntarily participating in the graduation ceremony to wear a standard cap, graduation cap and gown. And individual students are recognized for academic achievement, like the Honor Society. You get the gold tassel to wear, the gold shawl, or cords over your gown.
Yes.
And they would do the same thing for military service. So they want everyone to be dressed the same. So he was denied entry because he showed up in his uniform, and he was not allowed to graduate, not allowed to walk across the stage, and they didn't even read his name.
I think it seems reasonable that they'd expect everyone to be in the same thing, but they should always establish an exception for a Marine. I appreciate that.
I absolutely agree. It is 8:28 on WMAL.
Tired of sitting in Northern Virginia traffic? Our traffic is among the worst in the country. Ed Gillespie? He calls for more toll roads and ignores Metro and VRE. Gillespie's toll roads aren't the answer. Why pay for new roads twice? Only one candidate for governor has a plan to reduce traffic congestion, fix Metro, and improve VRE. Republican State Senator Frank Wagner.
Hi, I'm Frank Wagner. I'm a Naval Academy graduate and a successful businessman. I'm the only Republican veteran running for governor. I grew up in Northern Virginia. For the last 4 years, I've carried legislation to provide Northern Virginia with more funding for transportation. As your governor, there's no question what my priority will be. New funding for highways, metro, and VRE. I'm Frank Wagner, candidate for governor, and I approve this message. I would appreciate your vote in the Republican primary on June 13th.
Because being a veteran, a successful business owner, and an accomplished state senator, you know, someone with actual experience, really matters. On June 13th, vote Republican Frank Wagner for governor.
Last year, the number one name for girls in the U.S. was Emma. For boys, Noah. But did you know that in Uganda, a baby born with a cleft palate or lip is given the name which means cursed by God? Those children are destined to grow up in isolation. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple surgery to correct untreated clefts for as little as $250, and it's 100% free for the child's family. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org. That's smiletrain.org.
And coming up on WMAL, Joe DiGenova will be with us. He is probably ready to burst over the Comey hearing yesterday. He probably has so much that he wants to get off his chest. It's going to be very, very interesting.
Gotta go to Joe.
It is 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. D.C. police have charged two Virginia men after a pickup truck struck two police officers and a DDOT employee in Adams Morgan last night. 22-year-old Brandon Figures Mormon has been charged with assault with intent to kill and possession of an unregistered firearm. 23-year-old Dwayne Taylor is charged with possession of an unregistered firearm as well. Both are from Prince George County, Virginia. British Prime Minister Theresa May says she will stick to the timetable for Britain to leave the European Union.
The government I lead will put fairness and opportunity at the heart of everything we do, so that we will fulfill the promise of Brexit together and, over the next 5 years, build a country in which no one and no community is left behind.
May spoke last hour before heading into a meeting with the Queen, coming just hours after the election in which May's Conservative Party lost its majority in the House of Commons. President Trump tweets this morning, claiming total and complete vindication in yesterday's James Comey testimony. The president says, quote, despite so many false statements and lies, total and complete vindication. And wow, he says, Comey is a leaker. Chelsea Manning says she had a responsibility to leak a trove of classified documents.
I have a responsibility to the public. You know, it's not just about, you know, we all have a responsibility.
Manning spoke to ABC's Good Morning America in her first interview following her release from prison. A senior Russian lawmaker, meanwhile, is dismissing the testimony of James Comey yesterday as insignificant. Comey yesterday reaffirmed the intelligence community's conclusion that Russia did meddle in the U.S. election. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,183, the NASDAQ at 63,22. Sports and Nationals Orioles makeup game at Nats Park goes to the home team as Joe Ross strikes out 12. Pittsburgh is now one win away from another Stanley Cup after a Game 5 win. WNBA, the Mystics, are home to Minnesota tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is your first fish.
I got one!
Father's Day, a day to say thanks to the most important guy in the world. This year, get him what he really wants at Cabela's Father's Day Sale. Get 20% off Cabela's Reels and Fly Reels, 25% off Sig Sauer Elite Performance Ammunition, and earn $25 in Cabela's Bucks when you spend $150 or more in store. Come to Cabela's Father's Day Sale, in store and online at Cabela's.com.
It's more than monuments. What happens when Alexandria votes to become a sanctuary city? What happens when Fairfax County mandates transgender bathrooms? What happens when Arlington raises the minimum wage to $15 an hour or tries to limit your gun rights? Who's going to fight for you? Not the Democrats and not Ed Gillespie. Because Ed Gillespie said he won't interfere when left-wing local politicians push a radical agenda. Who's on our side? Corey Stewart for governor. Why? Stewart's got the record of making it happen. Lower taxes, far below inflation, a solid record on jobs and economic growth. Crack down hard on illegal aliens. Corey Stewart, a man of action, a fighter for us, a winner.
I'm Corey Stewart. My conservative record speaks for itself. That's why I approve this ad and ask for your vote.
Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for Governor.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Innova. Join the future of health.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Fairfax and Leesburg on Tuesday, June 13th, Bethesda and Alexandria on Wednesday, June 14th, all at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestellman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Say hello to the new frozen Dunkin' Coffee. Real Dunkin' Coffee, blended frozen, creamy, and smooth. It's a whole new way to enjoy your favorite coffee. Try a small frozen Dunkin' Coffee today for just $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, limited time offer.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia merging onto the Beltway, seeing some delays now forming on 66. In on the toll road, the Georgetown Pike. And this is all to get to the Beltway. Inner Loop has been a tough go this morning. Springfield to the Legion Bridge. Scene of the crash on the American Legion Bridge, gone. I don't even see the cars left on the shoulder. They have moved along, so there's nothing left to check out, but we need to get rid of the residual delays. That's the issue. 395, ready to come off of 95 to and across the 14th Street Bridge with the heavy volume. And now, the latest problem on the Virginia Beltway will be the outer loop heading toward the Wilson Bridge incident reported before Van Dorn. Now, let's get you into Olney, Maryland, southbound George Avenue for the crash south of 108 and into the Gambrills area. Very slow still on 97, big time delays. First, we had the crash past Benfield and then near 32 and 3 Crane Highway for the other accident still under police direction. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
83 this afternoon, clouds giving way to sunshine. Good looking day today. Tonight, 63 outside the Beltway, a little cooler. Sun and clouds tomorrow, 89, some spots 90 plus, and then all of us 90 plus on Sunday with plenty of sunshine, probably mid 90s. And we take the 90s right down through Monday, Tuesday, and maybe even a Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Manassas, 64 in Silver Spring, 67 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Happy Friday, Vince.
Hey, happy Friday.
Joining us right now, Joe DeGeneva, our legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. It's afternoon where I am in Portugal.
I'm sure you're enjoying. We won't keep you too long. We just were dying to know your take on the hearing yesterday with James Comey.
Well, first of all, Comey was, as usual, strange, slick, proud, narcissistic, self-possessed. And of course, he immediately, at the right moment, compared himself to the 12th century assassinated Archbishop of Canterbury, Thomas Becket. You were watching a performance by a man who was in need of a psychiatrist, not a lawyer. Comey went there to basically make himself once again the center of attention. Most fascinating, of course, besides the mumbo-jumbo that he put out, was the fact that he admitted to being a leaker to the New York Times of notes that were the property of the United States government. Those notes were not his to leak. I think what he did was a crime. I think it should be investigated. I doubt that it will be. But it puts one more layer of sleaze on a former FBI director who deserves to be dismissed from history as someone who was afraid of Loretta Lynch when she told him to consider to call the Hillary Clinton email investigation a matter. He said, you know, it just wasn't worth the candle. I didn't fight it. I called it a matter. I mean, Give me a break. What a phony.
You know, you talk about sort of his virtue signaling and how he chooses to make decisions. He threatened to resign over domestic spying. He had Loretta Lynch pressure him into actually using political language. And then he didn't even think that it was risible enough that President Trump supposedly was pressuring him to drop an investigation that he should resign. What did you make of sort of the shifting moral standard that he conveyed yesterday?
This guy doesn't have any moral standards. It's all about James Comey. He wants to be the center of attention. That's why he did what he did in the July 5th, 2006 news conference where he illegally exonerated Hillary Clinton. And look at all the stuff he leaked and his people leaked to the New York Times. But guess what? They never leaked that the president was not under investigation and had never been under investigation. That showed conclusively that his only goal was regicide. He wanted to get President Trump. He wanted to hurt President Trump. The reason he leaked his notes to the New York Times through his little friend, his little pajama boy friend at Columbia University law professor, was because he didn't want to get his dirty fingers on a leak. But he didn't have any problem leaking stuff that hurt the president. But he never leaked that the president was never under investigation. We are dealing with J. Edgar Comey. This is one sick dude.
Could he possibly now have the finger pointed at him as the source of some other leaks to various news outlets?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt that he and his minions were the source of many leaks. He probably used this guy from Columbia on several occasions, even if he didn't use people at the FBI. But just think about this for a second. He takes these notes about his meetings with the president,
yes,
doesn't tell anybody about them, keeps them, and then eventually leaves them, apparently, at the department. I'm not quite sure what the true story of all this is, but he obviously took a copy and had his little dear friend at Columbia University leak them to the New York Times. This is a person so consumed with his own self-importance, trying to figure out ways to do in a sitting president of the United States against whom there was no evidence that he had done anything wrong. And the conversation that the president had with Comey on a couple of occasions about just dropping the Michael Flynn investigation, that wasn't obstruction. He's the president of the United States. If he could fire Comey, he could tell him to drop an investigation, even if that might not have been politically wise, even if it was politically stupid, and I never would have advised the president to do that. The truth is, the president of the United States can tell the attorney general or the FBI director to stop investigating anything he wants. And you know what they're supposed to do when they don't like that? They're supposed to resign. Comey never resigned in circumstances where he should have, because he never wanted to leave the stage. He wanted to be on the stage. He wanted to be Lancelot du Lac. He wanted to be the hero. And look at that testimony yesterday. You are looking at one of the strangest people ever to work for the federal government.
In fact, he said yesterday that if given the opportunity and not if he wasn't fired, he'd still be the head of the FBI. He wouldn't have resigned. Let me ask you about the fact that he told the president of the United States three times that we now know that he was not under investigation. Yet James Comey, the director of the FBI, was keeping personal, detailed notes about every single conversation he had with the president. It might be a semantic distinction. It might be an official one. But that sure sounds like the president is under investigation.
It sounded like James Comey was looking for a way to blackmail the president later on during the administration. That's what it sounds like to me. Comey is not an angel. He is anything but. He is the incarnation of a corrupt public official, politically corrupt. I'm not talking about being bribed. Politically corrupt individual who thought about one thing, the aggrandizement of his own power. This is a very sick man who never should have been FBI director. And the president made one big mistake. He didn't fire him the day after the inauguration like he should have. The president made terrible decisions about Comey, keeping him, talking to him, trying to convince him to do things. He should have fired the SOB on January the 20th.
Is there a problem with him not reporting Loretta Lynch ordering him to classify the email investigation as a matter instead of an investigation in order to keep the language in line with the campaign?
Of course there is. Of course there is. But he says he didn't have anybody to go talk to. We are looking at a person who can post hoc rationalize anything. Again, this is this Thomas Becket syndrome that he has himself in. You know, who will free me from this meddlesome priest? Give me a break. There's all kinds of things he could have done. He could have gone to committees on Capitol Hill, oversight committees. He could have done all sorts of things. He could have gone to White House counsel. He could have gone to the President of the United States. I mean, there are tons of things he could have done. But no, he alone was the arbiter of what was right and just and fair and honest and ethical and legal. This is a guy so self-possessed. And can you imagine an FBI director, the kind of power that an FBI director has, in the brain of this guy with this psyche? This is a frightening scenario in a democracy.
Okay, these rhetorical body shots are coming fast and furious. Of course, it's James Comey. No surprise coming from Joe DiGenova. But I want to ask you about the media for a moment. The reaction yesterday in the mainstream press was that the case for obstruction was built by James Comey yesterday in that testimony. Was that your feeling?
Oh, for heaven's sakes, that's the most ludicrous thing in the world. These people are looking for a reason to hate Trump and bring him down. There was no obstruction built yesterday. The fact that Comey felt that he didn't like what happened, that he felt he was being asked to do something that he shouldn't have, doesn't matter. It's objectively what matters. The president said he hoped he could find his way. First of all, that's not obstructive language. Second of all, the president of the United States could have ordered him to drop the investigation. The president of the United States is not restrained from stopping an investigation. The president of the United States is the chief law enforcement officer of the United States, not the attorney general, not the FBI director. The president is the head of the executive branch. He can stop any investigation he wants. He could be impeached maybe for it. He could, you know, and to make no doubt about it, if the Democrats were in control of the House, this would be a mess for the president. He's a very lucky president. He's done some very, I think, stupid things as president, some stupid tweets, some things that he shouldn't have done, some things I would have never met with Comey, knowing what a conniving SOB the guy is. But the president did, and he had every right in the world to. And everything that he asked Comey to do was not obstructive.
Joe, thank you so much. Enjoy your vacation. We really appreciate your time, especially since you're on vacation. And thank you for joining us. Safe trip back.
You bet, guys. Thanks a lot.
It's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway leaving Springfield to the Wilson Bridge. A little bit better news, at least, that the stalled car that stalled the commute there has been cleared out of the travel lane. So, again, north on 95 coming up past 644. Jammed to get on to that outer loop stretch toward Van Dorn, but find lanes open. On to 395, really heavy most of the way still with this thick rush hour, crossing the 14th Street Bridge, inner loop, leaving Springfield to the Legion Bridge where we had a crash that had been completely cleared. On the toll road, slows to merge onto the Beltway and then extending onto the connector road. That was very slow too. All right, in Olney, George Avenue, southbound south of 108 for accident activity, and crews in the Gambrels area still dealing with a serious crash. If you're heading south on 97, you cannot get onto 3 Crane Highway. You're forced to go onto 32. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here comes the heat now. We'll be into the 90s by the weekend. 83 today, clouds give way to sunshine. Tonight, clear 63. 89 tomorrow, sunshine in mid-90s Sunday. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 67 degrees at 8:47 on WMAL. Hillary Clinton, she was giving a speech yesterday, a commencement speech at Medgar Evers College, on Wednesday. And she praised the diversity of the class, which ranges from over 40 countries. And she said it represents why America is already great. Huh. I wonder if that was possibly a veiled shot at maybe a certain president. She also happened to say, I wish I had just flown in from the White House, but I'm happy to be here anyway. She told the class, you embody what makes New York and America great already. Your ambition, your innovation, your diversity is who we are and who we should want to be. Here's my question to you, Vince. Since when did commencement speeches become political stumps? Every single commencement speech now is an anti-Republican rally. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Did Mike Pence give a political speech at Notre Dame?
I thought commencement speeches were supposed to be hopeful and aspirational.
Oh,
instead,
gosh,
They're sort of like depressing, pessimistic lookbacks on failures. I mean, Hillary Clinton routinely now has gone to these commencement speeches and just beaten up the kids with words of pessimism, not optimism. Not a good feeling as you're exiting school and hoping for better.
And I thought the speech was supposed to be about the graduates, not about her. But everything's about her. 8:49 on WMAL.
It's going to make some financial advisors squirm in their seats, but you're going to love it. Listen to Rod Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Well, you know, 2 weeks ago I was not here because I was flat out with the flu, and I probably spent about five of those days in bed. Got up every now and then, most of my time in bed. And there's nothing worse than the flu to make you feel miserable, but it's even worse if you are stuck on a uncomfortable mattress. But I didn't have to deal with that because we recently went to Mattress Warehouse and got the world's most comfortable mattress. So if you're going to be stuck in bed, at least be thankful if your mattress is comfortable. But what's comfortable for us may not be comfortable for you, which is why you need to try the BedMatch system at Mattress Warehouse. BedMatch is a computerized system and it measures your weight distribution when you lie down on a mattress. And then it gives you 5 to 6 mattress suggestions that are tailored just for you. We literally saved hours in the store with BedMatch. And with the adjustable base, I was able to sleep in a comfortable position without being propped up by pillows. And you know how it is when you're sick. You can't lie down all the way because you get so stuffed up, or you can't sleep, or you can't stop coughing. Well, the adjustable base made it easier for me to get a good night's sleep. So if you're not sleeping on a mattress that is the perfect match for you, go to Mattress Warehouse and find your perfect match with BedMatch. You can find the nearest Mattress Warehouse just by going to sleephappens.com. That's sleephappens.com for Mattress Warehouse.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Zero Res can have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Carpet cleaning for just $54 per room from the best Zero Res. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Sure, they're an easy snack, but are nuts healthy? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Nuts are good for you, but just like almost everything else in life, you can have too much of a good thing. And nuts are packed with heart-healthy polyunsaturated and monounsaturated fats. They've also got plenty of protein, fiber, vitamins, and minerals. The fat in nuts, along with protein, is satiating. That helps slow the rise in blood sugar, says nutritionist Lisa Dreher. It can also prevent cravings for sweets and other carbohydrate-rich foods. A 2016 study out of Imperial College London found a handful of nuts a day cuts the risk of a wide range of diseases, such as heart disease and cancer. But just remember, a little goes a long way. Macadamia nuts have the most calories per quarter cup, 240. Walnuts have the least, 160. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. It provides protection from the sun's harmful rays and can keep your patio about 20 degrees cooler. Call 800-327-7779 now, and you can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 with your special $200 discount certificate. Call 800-327-7779 now for your discount certificate, and you'll also get a free awning idea kit. Call 800-327-7779. That's 800-327-7779.
You wake up to birds chirping before the alarm even starts to ring. It's 6 a.m. and dawn's barely here. A choir of birds singing in your ear. It was cute at first, but now it's just the worst.
Wrap it up, guys.
When your morning is hell, just go to Taco Bell.
When you've had a morning, let us make you breakfast. Like Taco Bell's Breakfast Crunch Wrap. A whole breakfast wrapped up and grilled to eat on the go. At participating stores for a limited time during breakfast hours.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes, ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits, working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Adrian Beltre.
Ground ball, base hit down the line.
He's looking for his 3,000th hit. Max Scherzer.
S ball up. Inning over.
He's going for his 2,000th strikeout. Chasing 3,000 versus stalking 2,000. Catch everything. Nationals Rangers. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Masson 2. Oh, baseball great.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxel.
What do we do? Because we're all left hanging. We don't know what tweet is coming next. We don't know whether to believe Fox News or CNN. We just don't know what to do out there if you're a federal employee. And so here's what I'm going to recommend. Just like I do every week, anytime there is an emergency ahead, you have to plan.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxel or online at wintertroxel.com.
855. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great weekend, Jamie.
You too, everybody. An update is brought to you by Spot Hero. Here's to recap Adams Morgan area overnight accident. We still have a lot of activity on 18th Street at Columbia Road. They're alternating traffic through there. So just a little extra time will be needed, but you can now get through. Coming across the inbound P Bridge, very slow into Georgetown and onto M Street. And as you come off of Canal Road and onto the Whitehurst Freeway, that's bunched up as well. And the Whitehurst Freeway to M Street, where we had the report of a broken down. So that whole corridor, definitely below speed. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, a little bit of the stop and go. 395 still heavy, though, as you come from Springfield toward Shirlington. Inner loop of the Beltway out of Annandale to the Legion Bridge. It's been a long haul this morning. Had a number of incidents along the way currently with travel lanes now reported open. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here comes the heat now. We'll be into the 90s by the weekend. 83 today, clouds give way to sunshine. Tonight, clear 63. 89 tomorrow, sunshine in mid-90s Sunday. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 67 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Val enjoy their work again without letting their feet get in the way.
What a difference with these arch supports. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet Store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Live Casino and Hotel is giving away 5 Teslas to celebrate our 5th anniversary. Win your share of over $300,000 in prizes, including a new Tesla Model X, S, or 3. 25 winners every Friday in June. Drawing 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Celebrate 5 years of nonstop entertainment, gaming, and nightlife at Live Casino and Hotel and drive away in a Tesla. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
The Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300 tables, more new exhibitors, over 2 miles of guns, knives, ammo, accessories, and more. It's your one-stop gun shop with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, all at discount gun show prices. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes taught all 3 days. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. The NRA National Firearms Museum presents the amazing Christopher Spencer, an incredibly talented Civil War era firearms designer. Spencer invented a 7-shot repeating breech loader, among the most popular Union-issued firearms. The Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show, this weekend. 1,300 tables. Buy, sell, trade up, and cash in. Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. The Nations Gun Show, Dulles Expo Center, this weekend. Coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com. That's showmastersgunshows.com.
And coming up on WMAL on Monday, we'll give you any more the wrap-up of any more fallout.
Did you remember it's
hearing.
Infrastructure Week this week? Oh, yeah, that.
They need a fun graphic like sharks.
Like Shark Week on
exactly.
CNN, yeah, National Infrastructure Week.
Yeah. What was that?
That's good. Then we will have fully Sovietized. You know? We could have women on tractors posing in sexy poses and all that good stuff. All right, what do we know today that we didn't know?